This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
In a world where women were second-class citizens, but women of faith could change the world. That's the stereotypical movie trailer way of introducing today's Family Life News feature. Cabrini is a New York-based story from 100 years ago. Over the past 3 years, it was filmed in northwestern New York. To find out about this movie, but more importantly, the unique way a Christian organization is producing major Hollywood-style films, we talk with Jared Giese, who heads up distribution for Angel Studios. Their premiere of Cabrini is this weekend.
It is this powerful story about a woman named Francesca Cabrini, and it's set in early 1900s New York, Five Points, New York. And so we go back in time to the challenges that she went through to help these children and just the challenges she went through with different prejudices against her as a woman. And, you know, in a time when women couldn't vote and women couldn't own property, what she accomplished is just truly staggering. So you're going to be amazed at this film.
Not to give away any spoilers here, but this is obviously based on a true story, a woman of faith who did amazing things. Tell us a bit about her life story. Who is Francesca Cabrini?
Well, she is an Italian immigrant. She came to the U.S. with nothing and then built, what she calls an empire of hope, really, across the world. But it all started in early New York, and she set off on a daring mission to convince, you know, she had a hostile mayor she had to deal with to help secure housing and health care for some of the most vulnerable. She started with nothing. So what she accomplished as a woman, as an entrepreneur, as a leader, is pretty staggering.
Even people who are not people of faith or Christians could bring their friends to this.
Absolutely. I mean, I saw one reviewer who was Protestant and watched it. This film really is for all believers, and really we just think for everyone, for all Americans to see this forgotten story of from American history and be reminded of what we can do if we'll come together and want to help and bring change to the forgotten and to bring dignity to everyone around us.
We're talking with Jared Giese of Angel Studios, a unique movie producer of unique movies. This is a big deal. What was the process like for the folks to take from idea to script to big time movie?
The story was, really conceived in the heart of the executive producer, Eustace Wolfington. He has just been inspired by Mother Cabrini for his whole career as a businessman, and wanted to get this story to the world, and connected with Alejandro Monteverde, the writer and director, to tell the story in a powerful way. And when you see this film, you're right, the response from the critics has been amazing, because it literally is a work of art. Every frame is a painting on this. And so it's just a beautiful story, and it told beautifully as well. And so, yes, they absolutely shot it in the Buffalo area. And so the planning and the way they went about it was a painstaking process to bring early 1900s in New York to life. But they did an amazing job. And if you're from that area, you'll have to see if you spot anything that you can recognize. Definitely go check it out.
For our audience, there are a lot of folks that are disappointed with the quality of television and movies and online videos. When there is a movie that is unique and appropriate and wholesome and life-giving, why is it important for people of faith, people who have a value system, to support projects like those that are coming out, Cabrini and other productions from Angel Studios?
Faith-based filmmaking is mainstream filmmaking, because the majority of people, especially majority of Americans, are people of faith. It's a part of most people's experience. And so to see stories that talk through and display the reality of what most of us are experiencing in our daily lives isn't abnormal. It's very mainstream. we're excited for this to stop being a niche and really just return to kind of classic Hollywood filmmaking, if you will. It needs to be good filmmaking too. And I think that's what's so great about this is that when you go to watch Cabrini, you're not just going for a cause. It's just a good movie. You're going to have fun watching this movie. You're going to be encouraged.
Jared Giese is the chief distribution officer for Angel Studios. Their latest production makes a big premiere, as they say, the proverbial theater near you. Cabrini comes out this Friday. I'm Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry. Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.